This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. More than $5 million is coming to help local disaster mitigation projects. The funds come from the state's Division of Homeland Security. The money will go to 10 recipients, including the town of Superior and the Larimer Conservation District. It'll help them reduce wildfire risk and restore watersheds. The money comes from a fee that Colorado property insurers have paid since 2023. The federal government also supports disaster mitigation projects, but this year the Trump administration has tried to cut funding for the program for many states, including Colorado. Congressional Representative Brittany Patterson is warning of devastating ripple effects in behavioral health after more than 1,000 federal health workers were laid off. Patterson says the cuts will hit employees who administer grants that serve many Coloradans.
It's not just our substance use disorder treatment, it's also mental health services. We have one of the highest suicide rates in the country.
She adds that funding has also been cut for mental health services for students. A federal health agency spokesman says the positions cut are considered non-essential. The Eastern Plains and the Front Range are seeing high fire danger today. A red flag warning is in effect for those areas until 6 p.m. Strong wind gusts over 60 miles per hour were recorded across parts of the Front Range. Humidity levels remain critically low, meaning a greater risk for wildfires to start and spread quickly. In contrast, snow has been falling today in the mountains along the I-70 corridor. Meanwhile, a frost warning is in effect overnight for parts of the Front Range. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.